Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with AGWSR head football coach James Cope. Cougars unfortunately fell 53-0 to Nashua Plainfield at home here in the season opener on Friday night. And coach, certainly a tough game on the scoreboard. I guess I'll just kind of open things up. I know certainly not much goes right when you lose a game 53-0. Nashua Plainfield certainly always a physical team, in Class A. If you have any opening thoughts, on this specific game, and how things ultimately went for your season opener.
It was 36-0 at the end of the half. There were moments, where kids made plays. There were moments where we let our emotions get the best of us and we lost our composure. And, it created some problems. And it'll create, some problems next week for us as well. A lot of kids played hard tonight. I told them all week, to play with a Nashua Plainfield team, you've got to match their physicality. And, I don't know that I know we didn't do that, even close to as well as we needed to. So, it was just a bizarre night, in a lot of ways. And, in the twilight zone, things like this happen. And so there's things that we need to look at. And, I told the kids at the end of the game, John, that, I could have told you in March when our schedule came out that Nashua and West Hancock back to back to start the year were going to be really tough games. And, so we've got to keep the right mindset. We've got to keep working at getting better at things and, know that, quite possibly the toughest two teams in our schedule are week one and week two. And we've got to make sure that we have the right attitude once we come out of those 2 weeks. So that's what we got to focus on. And again, there's a lot of things that we have to improve on.
Yeah, so when it comes to an offensive standpoint in this game, was it just drive stalling out? Were there turnovers involved? What's kind of the story from that perspective?
I mean, we gave up one turnover, might have been two. We had an interception. Tristan Dennis stopped one of Nashua's drives with a nice interception. We had a nice goal line stand against their varsity in the second half and held them to a field goal. Where I think they were first and goal on the five or maybe even closer. And we stuffed them three plays in a row and they brought the field goal unit out and that's how you got 53. So, again, it's not that there's not glimmers of positive things. It's just to beat a team of Nashua Plainfield's caliber, you can't have glimmers of good things and stuff like that. I mean, you've got to play well for four quarters to have a shot. And we never strung enough things on offense together to do that. I mean, Carl Hooger had a big reception. That was a 33-yard reception from a pass from Landon Dennis, who came in late in the game. And, Carl ran a nice route. Landon put a nice ball up in the air. And so those are all good things. And we've got to build on those. And, Monday when we watch film, we got to tell the kids, well, it wasn't all bad. But, there's a lot of bad we've got to fix. So, we got Saturday and Sunday to look at film and study those things and figure out how to help the kids prepare for the number one team in Class A.
You bet. We'll take a quick time out here in the Coach's Corner with AGWSR football coach James Cope. We're back in the Coach's Corner with AGWSR football coach James Cope. Cougars unfortunately fall to Nashua Plainfield 53-0 here in Friday night's season opener. And Coach, we talked a little bit about when it comes to the offensive flow of the game. When it comes to, you know, defensively in this one, you're always kind of prepared for, you know, downhill running of a Nashua Plainfield, very physical. What was kind of the game plan going into this one? What were going to be some of your biggest keys that, I guess, keys to the game, if you will, for this Nashua Plainfield team?
Well, young Coach Cope went to the scrimmage, and he said, we have to stop five. And he's a physical runner. And I mean, there was one play, I don't even know which quarter it was, John, it might have been the third, where we had him wrapped up in a scrum. And then I thought the whistle was about to blow, and he scooted out of the pile and ran for 30 yards and a touchdown. I mean, the biggest disappointment on defense is, we weren't slanting to our gaps real well, and then our open field tackling was something to be desired, and we do drills, open field tackling drills. I mean, there's one drill, I've stolen from the Iowa Hawkeyes and their special teams, and we rep it once a week usually, and there's other things we do obviously for tackling, but I wasn't impressed with our open field tackling tonight. So don't have to reinvent the wheel with that, but we obviously got to get back to the grindstone with that and start doing different things to make that better, because you're not going to beat teams if you can't tackle in the open field better than we did tonight. So, and that wasn't anybody in particular. I mean, some kids, a kid might make a good play and a few plays later make one that you wish they would have done better on. So, again, just like with offense, there's defensive things that we had that goal line stand and we had that interception to stop another drive. And we just got to shore up some other things, to have a better showing next week against obviously the best team in Class A. Until proven otherwise. I mean, Britt's got a good program every year. They're in the semifinals or the championship game every year. Years ago before Britt was in our district, then Grundy Center started on their run too. So, I mean, you just want the kids to play well against those teams. So to do that, we're going to have to shore up a lot of things before next Friday night.
All right. You had mentioned certain glimmers of hope here and there. So on that note, I just do want to give you a chance to, maybe recognize a few of those, a few of those glimmers of hope or a few of those players that, kind of provided that those glimmers of hope here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if I look at the stat sheets on defense, Tristan Dennis had a interception. He had, three of our tackles for loss, Kale Dodd had some assists and stuff like that. And if those guys are getting the tackles and stuff, obviously the other 9 or 10 guys are doing a great job too. And then, offensively, I thought our kids ran the ball hard. There were times where our double teams looked pretty good. We got to get off the linebackers a little bit better than we did and stuff like that. And those are all things we've been working on all preseason. So, again, it's just more reps and improving on those reps and, finding after this week too, the enough positive things that the kids keep their confidence, knowing that, hey, we played a good Nashua Plainfield team. They've been in the playoffs, I don't know, 3 or 4 of the last 4 or 5 years. And I think they made the second round last year. So they're a good program as well. And now we're playing, now that Grundy's 1A and, we're playing the cream of the crop in Class A next Friday night. So you got to look forward to those opportunities and an opportunity to see how good you potentially could play against the best of the best. So I want our guys to be excited next Friday just to see, you know, what could happen. But to do that, we're going to have to put a lot of work in this week. So again, we'll come up this weekend with a plan and see if we can't execute it better than the one we did tonight.
All right, AGWSR football coach James Cope, appreciate the time here tonight.
Always good talking to you, John.
All right, the Coach's Corner will continue in just a sec.